Chris Stawaz measures that for American medical response and for all of us here, the folks on the front line, the ambulance, the EMT folks, and he measures the biggest cities in our state, and he looks month to month at where we're at, sadly, on fentanyl overdoses and overdose fatalities. And he has an update on a very disturbing trend that I'd like to hear more out of Washington. I'd like to see us go down to the southwest border and stop the flow of fentanyl into this country. Chris, take it away.
Hey, good morning, Jack. And as always, thank you for having me on. You're absolutely correct. We had 14 suspected opioid deaths in just Nashua and Manchester in April alone, which is double what it was in March. And as you probably saw, the CDC announced that we surpassed 100,000 overdose deaths in 2021, which is the first time ever. So a really disturbing trend nationally that, unfortunately, I believe New Hampshire is beginning to follow along. And, we need to be able to not only continue to address COVID, but continue to address the opioid crisis as well. And that's a lot of work.
You don't, are there any indicators that this trend has any, you know, because I think the whole mental health, anxiety, depression, addiction, I think it just spirals. Any hope that it's going to get better? And one of the things you gave a quote on something you put in your statement, the chances are if you're taking illicit drugs in New Hampshire, you're somehow being touched by fentanyl and may not even know it. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. Well, on your first point, you know, there was a lost access to treatment during the coronavirus lockdowns. People were socially isolated. The drug supply that's out there now is much more potent. So all of those factors came into play. And what we're seeing, and this has been confirmed by the DEA at many levels, is that, you know, fentanyl is entering the drug supply at pretty much every level, whether it's pressed pills that resemble Adderall, whether it's black market marijuana, whether it's methamphetamine. The cartels are sprinkling, for lack of a better term, fentanyl, synthetic fentanyl, into these products. And the people that are using these products have no idea that it's in there. Some people are regular marijuana users. They smoke the marijuana. Unbeknownst to them, there's fentanyl in it. And then they end up unresponsive and barely breathing, oftentimes alone, which is extremely dangerous.
Yeah, it really is. All right. Chris Stawaz, American Medical Response, disturbing real trend that's real. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Jack. Thanks for having me. Take care.